What's going on, beaches? Welcome to episode 1277. It's your boy, Papa Swolio. Pinch your nips. It's a Monday. It is Monday, November the 4th of November. Always remember the 4th of November. We will be going live right now after this intro. But before we do, big announcements. We got a brand new vid on the YouTube channel at Swolenormous. Go give it a look-see. Make sure you like and subscribe everywhere, because remember, YouTube cleans up memberships and sometimes changes subscription status and notification bells. So make sure you turn your notification bells to always on. That way you don't miss a single upload, a single video, a single live stream. And remember, there's two channels, at The Daily Swole for the live streams and at Swolenormous for all the cool nuts on chin, balls deep, and all that shit. If you want to access all the bonus content in the private community, you got to join Swolenormous X. Now, you can do it in two ways. You can join as an uncensored member or an unlimited. And uncensored is great because it's less than the price of a pumpkin spice latte, and you can get access to the private community as well as the weekly accountability meetings and the weekly Ask Papa Swolio live session, so you can get direct access to myself, and it's amazing. So we have today at 12 noon Eastern time, our weekly accountability meeting with major releases, program releases, and the brand new Swole Text. I cannot wait. Oh my God. I cannot wait to announce this for unlimited members. So anyway, you can get access to the private fam for as little as $2.99. Go learn more at swolenormousx.com. Do not miss out on joining the fastest growing and the best fucking fitness fam anywhere. Trust me, you are missing out. Go check it out, swolenormousx.com, swolenormousx.com. I got my coffee. I got my beard. I got my gains. I'm ready to fucking rage. I'm ready to go Hambone Jones. It's Monday. Let's launch, motherfuckers. Welcome to episode 1277.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 testicles. Testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everybody to episode 1277 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, bro cast, gang cast, man cast, pimp cast, and sleeves cast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our motherfucking biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busses, hustlers, and EO hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio, ever since K2 flexing on you. What's going on? What's up? I'm talking like a big, strong, burly black man today. How we doing, everybody? Making sick fucking gains, everybody. Morning, Monday morning. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you like that shit, don't you? You like that shit, don't you? Yeah, pinch your nips, pinch your fucking... All right, fine. I'm calm down. Going so... Oh, you want me to keep the voice up? Should we do it? The whole time. If I do this the whole time, I'm going to lose my motherfucking voice. I lose my voice if I talk like this the whole time. Get the fuck out of here. Drive me crazy. Gotta be crazy. You got to be crazy. You got to be out your motherfucking mind if I keep this voice up. You think I can? You think I can? Can I? Goddamn right I can. Of course I can. I do whatever the fuck I want. Do whatever the fuck I want. I'm Papa Swolio. Shit. I pour some coffee. I drink some coffee. I say what up. I pinch my nips. Feels good. Feels hard. Feels good. Kind of sounds like Kevin Hart a little bit when he does that little thing. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'm Kevin Hart. I'm short. Yeah, I'm Kevin Hart. Kind of sounds like here. Ooh, Tropic Thunder. Robert Downey Jr. Blackface. Mm-mm-mm. Couldn't do that today. No, sir. Couldn't do it at all. Great movie. Underrated. Ben Stiller. Jack Black. In the jungle, but no Dwayne Johnson. Fuck Jumanji. Movies suck. Yeah. Money grab. Dwayne Johnson movies suck. They all suck. We all know that. He's big. He's bald. He's beautiful. He rakes in the money. His movies suck. Can't act. Go back to wrestling, boy. All right. Okay. Enough of that. Maybe if you like that, I'll do it. Maybe I'll do more of those. Maybe I'll do like a... angry black man episodes or something like that. Anyway, welcome everyone to episode 1277. I don't want to lose my voice because I didn't plan on doing that until it went live. And I'm like, maybe that'd be a good idea. So maybe we'll bring back that character for another episode. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. Never go full retard unless you're on the Daily Swole, and then you're welcome to go full retard. We love some full tard action. We love some full tard. We got some good stream today. Nothing's cutting out. Finally. Thank you, YouTube. I appreciate it. Thank you for looking out for the Daily Swole. What's going on? The improv master. Y'all. We are improvisational right here on the Daily Swole. Now we got Arnold here. Yeah. We got the black man. We got the black man's back. Yeah. Making some sick fucking gains. And we got Arnold, y'all. Shut up, you fucking
Kusi. Be quiet, y'all. We're trying to do the podcast, y'all. All right, enough of that. Enough of my split personalities. Welcome, everyone, to episode 1277. It's your boy, Papa Swolio, making some sick fucking gains. And we got some big announcements. So, holy shit. We got brand new video up on the main YouTube channel. And that is, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Making sick fucking gains every fucking day. Let's see. Let me bring it up. We got a brand new video about Adele. Did you watch it? Did you watch it? Come on, fam. Did you? Did you check it out? This video dropped a little while ago on the YouTubes. And it was about an article that was written in the Independent. I don't know what the hell the Independent is. Some bullshit newspaper. But the article was about Adele that lost weight. Adele lost weight recently. I didn't know about this. Who cares really, right? Now, she lost weight. And apparently on social media, this person who wrote the article, saw everyone commenting, wow, you look so great now. Wow, Adele lost weight. She looks so beautiful. She looks so amazing now. And then she extrapolated that in order to assume that because people said she looks amazing now, that she looked shitty before. Because if we're saying she looked great now, we're inferring that she didn't look good before. I almost lost my fucking headphones. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? This bitch is so goddamn dumb, whoever wrote that fucking article. To give someone a compliment now, that means you're giving them an insult before? How stupid is that? How goddamn fucking dumb do you have to be? How fucking dumb do you have to be? So she goes into this whole bullshit, like, explanation. Oh, well, she could be sick. She could have a disease and lose weight. Yeah, you could have a disease and gain weight. I mean, I'm not going to go up to her and be like, wow, Adele, you lost so much weight. Do you have cancer? That's not a great conversation opener. Not the starting point you want to go with when someone loses weight. You're complimenting them. You're saying, wow, you look great. You lost weight. You're going to assume they did it on purpose. So they say, well, I have some other issues. Or they'll be like, oh, thank you so much, and keep it inside. Of course, you might have a disease. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. She lost weight. She looks great. She does. She looks good. She looks good. So what? So what? She lost weight. Give her a fucking compliment. Let her fucking look. She looks better than she did before. I agree. She looked puffy and overweight, and now she looks better. So the idea is that, oh, if you're overweight, that means there should be a weight that you're at. You know, if you're overweight, that means that if you're overweight, the idea or the reason why people hate this word, they want to put asterisks over it. What's this hair doing? Get out of here. So if someone is overweight, or if you use the term overweight, and let's say if you use the term overweight, that means that there is an optimal weight that you should be at. If you're overweight, that means you're over your weight. You shouldn't be at that weight. You're over. So it infers that there's a weight that you should be at. Yeah, I mean, everyone has a weight that would be optimally healthy for them, don't you think? Don't you think? If you're 6'5", obviously you're not going to have the same body weight as someone, or you're not going to have the same optimal body weight as someone who is 125, right? Like 125 pounds, or someone, I'm sorry, that's 5 foot tall. So if you're 6'5", your weight will distribute more. You could still be obese at 6'5", but if you're obese at 6'5", you're going to weigh 500 pounds. And if you're obese at 5 foot, you're going to be obese at 200 pounds or 180 pounds, you know, whatever the whole, you know, thing is. But the fucking asterisks is ridiculous. That's stupid. Don't put an asterisk over the O, all right? Because just fucking put an asterisk over all the vowels and you could be a cunt, or a twit. You could be a twit or a cunt. If you put asterisks, get rid of all the vowels. We don't need vowels anymore. Fuck it. Let's go to Russia. Just put N's and R's and backwards letters and shit, and we'll be fine. Let's go Cyrillic. Fuck the English language. Who needs a vowel anyway? Who needs a fucking vowel anyway? It was something to pick out. And come on, you guys know this. On the main channel, I fucking rage on things. I rage on nuance. It's fun. It's fucking to get attention. It's to get views, but it's to make a point. And that video is bullshit. I think she looks great. I think you can compliment someone on losing weight. I don't think anywhere close that if you compliment someone on losing weight, oh, you're insulting the way they looked before. I use the example, okay, hey, Papa Swole, you're doing so well. I love your podcast. You have a successful business. You're doing great. I don't take that as you're calling me a fucking piece of shit loser before I started Swolenormous. That's not how I take that. That's not how I take that. I say, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm trying hard and, you know, it's going really well. You accept the compliment. Like, wow, dude, you're looking really big. You're looking lean.
Does that mean I was fat and skinny before? What the fuck are you trying to say, man? What the fuck are you trying to say? What'd you say to me, bro?
Can you imagine if you had that conversation with someone in person? Can you imagine if you actually said that to someone and someone responded like that? You'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Who the hell? You would not hang out with that person. You'd be like, this person's an absolute fucking lunatic. Lunatic. You would assume that person's a psychopath and you would not spend time with them. They would not be a friend of yours. You would back away like Family Guy style. You'd be like, hey, slowly walking away, walking away. This is me leaving, right? Anyway, a friend from college saw a recent pic of me after a running event and said, wow, you look great. I wasn't offended. The last time she saw me, I was 265 pounds. Now I'm 205 pounds, 205. That's 60 pounds less for those that can't do math, with more muscle. At no time did I think, she must have thought I was ugly before. But that's what this article is saying. Oh, you look great now. You lost so much weight. Taking that as an insult. God. People have no life and have no concept of health and reality. You know, if you do take care of your body and you actually follow what we talk about in terms of eating proper foods, you're not going to overeat. You're less likely to overeat. If you have addictions, you need to get support. You need to get help from them. Okay, we know that. Everyone's going to have different triggers. Everyone's going to have different things emotionally. We're all different, but it doesn't defer the responsibility to eat quality food. It doesn't give you the excuse to pound breakfast cereals every day. It doesn't give you the excuse to eat fast food and to eat junk. It doesn't give you the excuse to eat and suck down tons of sugar in form of calories with soda and fucking pumpkin spice jizz lattes and shit. It doesn't give you the excuse to do that as if that's not going to make a difference. If you're in shape and you've been training for years and you really have your shit on lock and you have a cookie once in a while, is that going to ruin your health? Is that going to ruin your physique? Get the fuck out of here. Of course not. But if that's a trigger for you, that's going to send you down a binge and you're going in a dark spiral for 6 months, stay away from the fucking cookies. It's just common sense. Everyone's going to work differently. Now, I still don't think you should be going and eating cookies, even if you have a physique, because I don't think it's generally worthwhile. I think you should be thinking about what the food is doing to your body. All right. I think that's what we should be focusing on. And I want to bring this up because I talked about this many times before and I've posted this on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram at Swolenormous, what are you doing with your life? Make sure you follow me there for all the updates. But if you are eating food, you need to think before you consume, think, okay, how is this helping me? How is this food helping me? If I eat this, if I put this in my face hole, how is it benefiting me? How is it benefiting me? How is it helping me? How is it helping me? And if you think about it, how is this cookie helping me? And you realize it's not, then you are still the one that's in control to make the choice. If you want to make a bad choice or you want to make the choice to eat it, all right, then go fucking eat it. You know, I can sit here and say, you shouldn't eat it. And you can still eat it. I'm not your fucking daddy. I'm your papa. I'm your papa. I tell you the truth. I tell you the things you don't want to fucking hear. If you want to still do dumb shit, then you go do dumb shit. But you should understand why you do what you do. Bottom line. All right. I go hard. Put the cookie down. I go hard. I will tell you the things that no one else will tell you. You know, I'll tell you the shit that no one else wants to tell you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see. Ceiling fan. I've been following Stephanie Buttermore since her All In. I support her, but well, she looks fat. She gained a lot of fucking weight. I don't think she did that right. I don't like her approach. I don't like her mentality behind it. I don't care. Stephanie Buttermore does a lot of things with her content that's very, it's not like, it's her, but at the same time, from a content standpoint, it blends in other factors that distract people from what she's actually doing. It distracts people from what she's actually doing. She adds in all these other personal things in her vlog about, you know, all her other struggles and stuff. We all have fucking struggles, but she's been eating a lot of garbage food. You don't need to eat trash to reset your metabolism. You don't need to do that. She's bloating. She looks fucking pregnant. I don't think she looks good. And I don't think she needed to do that to repair herself and to go all in. I think that's a little bit ridiculous. And I think it's going to give a lot of people the wrong idea of how they should be treating things. You know, you shouldn't be eating to full satisfaction all the time. You should be eating the right fucking foods and eating real meals and letting your body recover. It might take a little bit longer. Or maybe it won't, but you won't be pumping your body full of tons of fucking chemicals. Well, fucking, I eat meat. I eat meat regularly. A burger is not the problem. A burger, like the ground meat, if you're eating grass-fed beef, it's not the worst thing. I mean, if you're eating with a bun and all the shit on top of it, she eats crap. She's eating crap. I'll probably make a video on it. I just don't look, and it'll be an opinion video. I don't wish her any harm. I don't want her to get sick. I don't want her to have problems, but she's overcomplicating it. She's overcomplicating shit. She's fucking overcomplicating things. She's one of those science-based, her and her boyfriend, Jeffrey Nips, they go way, 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 way. My opinion, they go way too into the science. Science is great, but when you go that hard and you're basing everything, oh, this study does it, and this study does that, it's like, fucking Christ, enough with the studies already. Go fucking lift, put in some fucking work, more application, and less, you know, going through fucking papers and shit. That's their niche. That's their audience. It's like, just fucking go. Let them go. Let them eat goo. I still didn't watch that South Park, but I heard it was great. What's up, old Greg? I'm old Greg. If you don't know what old Greg is, do yourself a favor this Monday and go in the YouTube archives and type in old Greg. That's fucking old school. I said it yesterday. But to eat until satisfaction, to eat until being full, nah, not good. Not good. Not a big fan. So again, go to the main YouTube channel at Swolenormous right here and check out this video right here, the Don't Compliment Adele. All right, go check out this video right here. You can't even compliment someone for losing weight anymore. Go check that out and drop a comment. Let me know what you think. And if you want the bonus content from that very video, you got to be a part of Swolenormous X. Uncensored members have that inside Swole TV. We got the brand new Nuts on Chin Unplugged. So you get the bonus content from that very video. It's already available. And today we have at 12 noon, so in about 15 minutes, we have our accountability meeting for all members. Now, major releases, I do want to talk about this. Today, it says launch in the background. Today is a big fucking day for those of you that are in Swolenormous X. Major releases, major program releases, major yoga releases, major recipe releases. We're fucking dropping shit every week. Every week. And, excuse me, and major, major, major release with dun 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 Swole Text. I'll announce it here. We'll talk about it more, but I mentioned it last week inside the group. Swole Text is launching for unlimited members. So now you'll have direct text access. I will have direct text access to you, and I will be sending you text messages regularly to inspire you, to give you updates, and to really plug in right into your pocket. So for those of you who want to slap across the fucking face on the daily, make sure you check out Swolenormous X, and unlimited members will have access, and I'll give you all the details today on how you can access Swole Text and get on the private texting platform. So that's going to be fire. That's going to be fire. I wanted to fucking drop that today. I wanted to drop that. I was going to wait for the accountability meeting, but we already kind of talked about it. But Swole Text launches today, and I have more information on that on the website, SwolenormousX.com, in the membership section on the list. And you can see Swole Text at the bottom and see that included in unlimited membership. So fire, 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 fire. So uncensored members, you can still get access to the private community, get access to all the bonus content and the meetings and the live cast. So a lot of stuff going on, but we're going live at 12. So if you want to join, you want to get in, you want to plug into the Swole fam, make sure you do that now. That way we can accept you and you can get in for the live cast for the accountability meeting in just a few minutes. So we're going live there at 12 noon Eastern time. And I'll be making all those announcements and showing you where to find it and where to log in and where to, you know, access all the brand new content. So we got Swole season, we got a new program release, we got new yoga release, and I'll be announcing all that in just a few minutes. So very exciting. Isabel, oh my God, I actually made a live cast. I listen on Spotify, but never made a live cast. You know, I've been getting a lot of messages or comments on my posts. Hey man, is your podcast available on Spotify? Did you try using the search feature on Spotify and type in Daily Swole and it pops right up? You take the time to comment, is your podcast available? Go look. Go take a look. It's there. It's fucking there. It's fucking there. Go look. People are so fucking lazy. Is your podcast available on Spotify? Yeah, both of my podcasts are available. Fucking just type in the name. Type in Swolenormous. You'll get both of them popping up. If you want all the links, I have a whole link list on my Instagram bio. If you click there, you'll see links for the free ebook. You'll see links for Uncensored. You see links for fucking both podcasts. You'll see links for everything with apparel. You can find all the links there. So the link is in my Instagram bio. Maybe I'll put a link, and all the links and stuff like that are broken down in the description down below. So, lots of caffeine. We're raging today. We're raging. The raging swolio, raging on a Monday. What was the title? What did I put for the title of today's episode? What was the title today? Launch Your Fitness. Fuck yeah. The best place to launch your fitness is Schwolnormous X Fam. Major restructuring. Just a lot of things that have been tweaked over the course of the weekend. So I want to raise your attention. We're going to be doing some more polls and stuff in the private Facebook group for some of the newer updates and some of the things that I'm launching, getting some feedback, because I've been tweaking a bunch of things and optimizing. So it's getting better and better. So major ending to this year. We got some big, we're finishing strong, fucking finishing hard, because we're just getting started. We don't wait till New Year's. Do we wait? Do we wait till January 1st? Do we wait? You tell me. Does it look like we wait? Does it look like we fucking wait? Does it look like I wait? Am I the kind of person that looks like... Do I look like I wait to you? Huh? Is that what you think of me? You think I wait till January 1st till a fucking date? Hell no. I don't even wait till Monday to do shit. I'll start my week on a fucking Friday. I don't give a shit. Every fucking day. Every day. Every day is a chance to make something happen. What's your excuse today? What's your excuse to not start? Are any of you not exercising right now? Are any of you not doing anything? Yo, if you are not starting, you are required right now to sign up for Swolnormous Uncensored. If you don't have $3, again, you need to reevaluate your life and go fucking sign up for Swolnormous X Uncensored. You can get started. If you've been burned with a fitness program before, I get it. You might have been burned before. You might have gotten roasted, or you might think it's just a bunch of fucking PDFs. But those of you that are in Swolnormous X, you know, drop in the comments. You know what it is. It's exploded in the past month or two with content. Fucking just pumping out so much content in Swolnormous X, and the greatest community fucking ever in the realm. You think this is awesome? Swolnormous X is awesome. And I do want to make an announcement. Because I will be traveling. I will be doing some traveling. If you are a member of Swolnormous X Unlimited and Uncensored, you will be getting exclusive access to the traveling live stream. So if I am not in the office, if I'm traveling, the Daily Swole will not be broadcast live here on YouTube. It'll be exclusively for members. So you'll have to be a part of the private community to get the daily live streams. You'll still get the podcast, but you won't be able to join live. So if you never want to miss a single Daily Swole episode, you could join Uncensored and get access to every episode, even when I'm traveling, even when I'm out of the swole hole. So you'll never miss a daily live stream, but I will not be doing a multi-stream. So it will not be on YouTube. So if you don't want to miss it, you don't want to miss a single episode ever, you got to join Swolnormous X. So that's that. I want to give you a heads up. I'll talk more about that if it's coming up towards when I'm going to be doing some traveling. But when I'm out of the office, it will not be streamed live on YouTube. So you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss a thing. Benjamin Michael, Eddie Caballero says, Benjamin Michael, you should do a podcast like this. You should do it. Do it. I dare you. I bet you can't do a podcast every day. I bet you can't do a podcast every day, Benjamin. Fucking do it. I encourage everyone. Everyone should do it. Everyone can do it. Everyone should do it. Not everyone will do it. But then again, are you going to do it? Is anyone going to like, it takes time. Build it up. If you talk about something you enjoy, it's fucking easy. Papa, how the fuck do you come up with a new video idea title every day? That's a great question. I have no fucking idea. It's just ingrained. I am just able to fucking rage, and I'm able to, I don't know. It's easy. It's easy for me. The content's the easiest part of what I do. I love the creation. I love the podcast. No issues, no problems. Every fucking day, it will never be a problem. A title, a subject will never be a fucking issue. Ever. If anything, we'll just do some angry black man. And we'll do some Arnold or something like that. And boom, the content's there. We're there. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where's my Swolenormous? Where's my Swolenormous X fam? Where's my Swolenormous X fam? Silver's beats. Damn straight, motherfucker. Everything you could ever need is in Swole X. All you have to do is take the initiative and use the information put in your lap by putting the work in and consistency for it. Yeah, that's, wouldn't that be easy? I wish I could work out for people. That would be the easiest thing if I could work out. Wouldn't that be a great business? I'll work out for you. What would it take to host a debate between some of the most serious people in YouTube fitness? I don't know. What would it take? You probably have to have a platform that people give a shit about, give them value before they want to even have anything to do with whatever you're doing, and find people that want to debate. Like, I have no interest in debating anyone on anything. So I'm out. I don't know if you're saying that to encourage me. I don't give a fuck. We don't even do guests that often on this show. I just don't prefer it. Not really. I'm not a huge guest person on the podcast. I like it. Sometimes we'll have some people on, but I've never had any interest in doing debates. Well, what do you think about this? No, but I said this. All right, fine. If you want to fucking, you know, have sword fights over like fucking a couple studies done in like the 40s or something, I was like, okay, fine. Debate for what? Go do your own fucking shit. Go do your shit. Keep your head down. I keep my head down. As much as I make content about other people and I talk about other things, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what people do. I really don't. Adele or that person, I don't give a fuck what they say. Whatever. I like to rage on the subject and move on and do my own thing. I do it for attention. I do it to fucking counterbalance that nonsense, and then I focus on my own shit. I go, fuck you, you're an idiot, and then I do my own thing. No follow-up. Fuck research. I just fucking rage. Just rage. The opposite. Oh, I'm just fucking around. Yeah, X-Fam, water break? Oh, maybe. X-Fam, hell yeah. What's up, Mario? That's how you debate. Oh, no interest in it. No interest in being, I see these debates for like 2 hours. Get the fuck, I don't have 2 hours to fucking argue with someone that doesn't want to change their mind. I don't give a shit. Bro, well, we're going to go live in like 5 minutes. We got the accountability meeting at 12. So 5 minutes, and then I'll be breaking down the updates tab and letting you all know like where to find everything and help you get into Swole Text, and I'll show you all the breakdown. So, bro, it's come a super long way. For those that don't know, Swolenormous X launched 2018. So we're coming up on 2 years. This is going to be like the two-year anniversary, two fucking years. And I completely restructured it. The entire this year was just completely overhaul. Tons of new structure, tons of new organization. Oh, it's sick. It's sick. You have no fucking idea what's coming. All of you, y'all got no idea. You got no idea. It's a fucking bargain. Whatever I charge for a membership is a fucking bargain. There's so much shit in there and there's so much stuff coming. And I always say this, but for those of you that are unlimited members, if you think there's a lot of stuff in there now and you think, holy shit, there's so much, it's literally, that's like tip of the iceberg. It's not even close to what I have in mind. There are so many more avenues and sections and things and content that's coming. So yeah, it's literally what I always said it was at the beginning, the Netflix of gains. It's literally going to be like, holy shit, where do I fucking start? I mean, we help you start. We help you. That's what the Get Started series is for. It helps you, you know, log in and get you, you know, helps you get into all the groups and figure out how to navigate and where to go for X, Y, and Z. But in terms of like the yoga classes, there's so much shit. There's like, what, 50 in there already? 50, maybe more. More every week. We got a bunch. Oh, so much. So much. It's delicious. It's delicious. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Keun's forehead. What up, forehead? What up? Bring on vegan gains for the LOL. God, I give zero fucks about that human. I don't care at all. No time to debate. I don't have time to debate. I think if it's like, if it goes after like 5 or 10 minutes, like, all right, it's a waste of time. Have I watched The Game Changers? Fuck no. I will not watch any docudrama. You know what people mistake documentaries for? People mistake documentaries for truth. Now, this is where Netflix has had a negative impact on society. Netflix has a ton of content, but a documentary should not be confused for a biased docudrama. All right? And that's what The Game Changers is. And that movie is one of the reasons why I probably will not go see anything else that James Cameron has his hands on ever again. It's just when you fucking have this dogmatic view and you're going to just try to brainwash people with bullshit fucking information. Not in for it. I'm not down for it. Stop it. Stop trying to pretend like, and that's where people don't get that nuance, because documentaries are not fact. Documentaries are movies trying to invoke an emotional reaction. I wonder why all these movies are so, of course you can portray it in a bad light. You can, but it doesn't mean that eating meat is fucking evil and wrong and the worst thing in the fucking world. So, and I'm not saying that in the factory farming, we're not going to go down this rabbit hole because I only got like a minute, but you know, factory farming is a hot mess and the food industry needs to be changed from the ground up. Will it? Who knows? But it doesn't change the fact of what can be good for you and what isn't good for you. An elimination diet, if that leads you down the path of veganism, go. If you want to protect all the animals and save the earth and save the earth and think that's going to fucking save the earth, which it won't, you can go and do it. So climate change, all that shit's real. However, it's not really, that's the big, it's the fucking farm. It's the fucking factories. It's all the fucking, all the cars and all the waste from all the industry. Everyone likes to point your finger at one fucking thing. There's a lot of problems. And it's not just fucking meat. If you eat plants, all of a sudden the earth is going to be wonderful. Okay. Okie dokie. Okay. If you think that's going to happen, or if that's realistic, okay. Or if that's actually factual, it's not. It's just one small piece of the entire puzzle. So there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems. And it's not all going to be solved by one thing. But people love to plant their flag and think, you know, this is it. Oh my God, you went to see that movie? That preview from the beginning, from the conception, that Terminator was going to be garbage. After Terminator 2, they don't exist. It should never have been a franchise. It was two amazing movies. They fucked it up with Terminator 3 and they should have just dropped it. They should have stopped after 3 because 3 sucked. It was terrible. Terminator 3 was trash. They should have stopped right there. Anyone who thought this movie was going to be good is out of their fucking mind. It was always destined to be trash. It's a fucking social justice movie. Strong women, woman power, fucking shitty fucking plot, stupid social issues and garbage. It was trash. Trash. You could tell by the preview, it looked fucking garbage. They butchered Linda Hamilton. I saw her in the previews and like, oh, they're making her out to be a fucking bitch. Anyway. You're welcome, Aaron. I'm fucking amped. I'm ranting. I'm just raging on everything right now. Anyway, here we go, fam. So right now it's 12 noon Eastern time. I gotta go help the swole fam make some sick fucking gains. So right now, turning the camera on, going live inside the private community. So if you want to access it right now, you got to sign up for Swolenormous X. So I'll keep my eye on the login. So if you sign up for Uncensored because you want to get access to the private community, sign up right now. You can access the private Facebook group and we'll get you in immediately for the live cast. So I'm going to go live right now. If you aren't joined yet, click the link below the post description, SwolenormousX.com. You could sign up for less than the price of a pumpkin spice latte, $2.99, and you can get access to all the bonus content, to the private community, the weekly Ask Proposolio Lives, the weekly accountability meetings that are happening right now. So if you go sign up now, you can get in still. I am going to go and slap all the Swolenormous X members across the face with a big old bulging knowledge cock because major, major updates are happening right now. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for episode 1277 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex. We all flex our biceps. And I will see you tomorrow for 1278 going live right now for the accountability meeting. So XFam, I will see you in just a moment. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.